so, so lovely to have you on the hit list, Mark Ronson, and huge congratulations on your new album, Late Night Feelings, which dropped on Friday. It is absolutely beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I was suddenly, for the first time in my on my own records, kind of making music that's a bit more honest and vulnerable. And but I still, you know, I still 20 years of DJing in clubs, I still want people to be able to move to it. So that's it. And, you know, the first single is Nothing Breaks Like a Heart with Miley, and then you had Late Night Feelings with Leaky Lee. And this idea, these really powerful, wonderful, yearning vocals, but still like songs that you could dance to.
Now, you just mentioned there about, obviously, the incredible featuring artists you have on the album. In a way, it's kind of like they're your colleagues. So in general, what is it like working with them? Like, do they turn up on time? Who gets the coffees in?
Usually I make the coffee, or, you know, there's a studio, an engineer named Todd. Shout out to Todd. He sometimes makes tea and coffee. We have a fairly complicated espresso machine, like the one that you'd see at Costa when you're looking and you're like, how do you work that? So I've tried to make coffee on it a little bit, but I have broken the machine before.
No.
So
Mark, what do you do when you've broken the machine?
I rage against it. And then,
now, already, obviously, you've had such success in the UK with Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. What was it like working with Miley? Because to all of us, she seems super fun.
She really is. You know, she's so cool. You know, she's very, like, larger than life. And the way that she talks is hilarious. And she's so smart. So that's how she ended up getting in the studio. I chased her down until she finally showed up.
When you say you chased her down, how does it work? Did you message her, or had you met before? Did you just sort of send her a little text?
I texted her for 4 years.
No.
Yeah. She said at first that she hadn't had my number saved, but I would send her like these long texts like, hey, this is Mark. I don't know if you know what I do, but I saw you on the TV. You sang so good. I wanted to know if you ever want to make music sometimes. Like, then just nothing. And then 3 weeks later, I just get a like, hey, what's up, dude? But then she told me much later when we met that she doesn't even have her grandmother's number saved and usually just sends back emojis to people.
Like, she doesn't know who anyone is. She's just like, yep, love heart.
Love heart, giant dancing Spanish lady, whatever.
Oh my God, I love that. So obviously it is no secret, Mark, that you are a little bit of a social butterfly and you love a good night out, don't we all? But have you ever had to pull the I'm Mark Ronson card? Like, if, I don't know, if you went out clubbing and there was a really long queue and you were like, oh, do you know what? I just cannot be bothered with this. I'm just going to go up to the bouncer and get us in there.
I would never do that because it's too embarrassing, but sometimes like a friend will. But the only time that really, we went to a party when Prince was still around. He used to have, I think, these famous after parties for maybe it was the Grammys. So one night we're all like driving around LA and nothing to do. And someone's like, there's a Prince party. I was like, there's no way we should go. We're not on the list. We'll never get into a Prince party. So we decided to go anyway. There's no luck. So then they send me up. They're like, Mark, come on, try and pull some magic. First of all, this is America where I'm not really that famous anyway. So I go up to the front of the thing and I'm like, hi, we're not really on the list, but do you think you could just ask somebody to say Mark Ronson's down here? Because I knew Prince was a big Amy Winehouse fan and he used to cover Love is a Losing Game. Thought, what the hell, I'll try it. So, you know, they come back 10 minutes later. Sorry, not on the list. The next day, I run into a friend of mine. He goes, oh, man, too bad about the Prince party last night. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, yeah, we know you didn't get in, right? And I was like, how do you know that? He goes, well, it was really quiet at the party, and then there was the security on the walkie-talkie guy, and then he said, hey, we have Mark Ronson at the door. Should we let him in? And then they were like, no, that's a negative, but everybody in the party heard it because the walkie-talkies were so loud. So my friend was just like walking around a party where 100 people heard me get denied to get
into
a Prince.
Oh my God, that is the worst story ever. Mark.
That's my life.
I don't know what to say. That is so much more embarrassing than just being like, no, sorry, you're not on the list. Everyone hearing. Oh,
everybody,
mate.
Just heard like, hey, that's a negative on Mark Ronson. That's a negative. And that's it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What was the best night out you had making this album, though?
I'm sure there were some fun times. I mean, King Princess is, she's this amazing singer. She's from Brooklyn. And we went out a couple of nights. She drags me to, like, karaoke bars. That's really her thing. So we went out. So, yeah, going out with a 20-year-old in L.A. is a certainly make you feel like an old man.
You're not an old man. Don't say that. No. What is your karaoke song of choice?
I know that anything I sing is going to be pretty bad, so I'd rather just pick a song that's going to make everybody in the club, in the karaoke bar, start dancing. So that's more the DJ side of me. I also heard my friend do Shallow, which was terrible. Yeah, I was like, stop ruining our song, dude.
So, Mark, right, it's a Friday night. I'm getting ready to go out. Which song from Late Night Feelings should I put on and why?
Just put Late Night Feelings on. It's going to put you in a good zone.
It is actually quite a nice Friday night getting ready album, I would say. Doing your makeup, having a Prosecco. Let's talk about the single Find You Again with Camila Cabello. How did you end up working with Camila?
This song particularly I had around for a little bit. We just had the melody, like the vocal and some chords. And I didn't know, sometimes it takes me a while to figure out who the perfect voice would be. And I was in New York and I was listening to the radio. And her song Never Be the Same came on, and I just thought, like, oh, that's that voice. Like, it's such a clear, wonderful pop voice. It really cuts through the track, and so I sent her the track through the manager, and they really liked it, and she did it.
When you work with an artist, do you kind of have a vision of what you want a track to be like, or do you let them sort of lead depending on their kind of vocal style?
It really depends. Some of the songs are, like, really just, we're all sitting in the room together and it's just such a, you know, collaborative process. Sometimes, you know, you've got a little bit of a melody and an idea first and you send it to them and then they come in and finish it. Every song has its own, like, little funny path that it takes.
Well, Mark Ronson, so lovely to speak to you. Massive good luck with your album, which obviously, like I said, just dropped on Friday, Late Night Feelings, and with the single as well, Find You Again with Camila Cabello.